BBC News with Nick Kelly. South Korea's Prime Minister has warned that the outbreak of the coronavirus in the country has reached a grave phase. Jung Se-kyun asked people to avoid large gatherings. He said the government would deal severely with any rule breaking, including the hoarding of face masks. Iran is closing schools and universities in Qom and Iraq after reporting its sixth death from COVID-19. Pilgrimages to Qom, the centre of the outbreak, have been suspended. In Italy, two people have died in an area southwest of Milan. 50,000 others have been told to stay indoors. The religious charity L'Arche, which runs communities for an intellectually disabled people around the world, has unreservedly condemned the discoveries in an independent investigation into its founder, Jean Vanier. It found that he'd engaged in sexually abusive relationships with at least six female colleagues. The abuse went on for at least 35 years. The prospective German conservative leader Jens Spahn has rejected a plan by regional colleagues to break their taboo against working with former communists. Mr. Spahn tweeted that trust in the party was in crisis since it cooperated with the far right this month to oust a left-wing regional leader in the state of Thuringia. Reports in the US say President Trump is pushing for the removal of officials not seen as sufficiently loyal to his administration. He was left furious by the testimony given by some officials during the impeachment hearings. The departure of the acting director of national intelligence is the most high-profile casualty. And hundreds of Rwandans have attended the funeral of the musician Kizito Mihigo, found dead at a police station earlier this week, just days after his arrest near the border with Burundi. Police detained the popular gospel singer on suspicion of attempting to join a rebel group to fight against the government of President Paul Kagame. BBC News.